The Bottleworks District Project, the redevelopment of the former Coca-Cola plant, is moving along with Phase 1 scheduled to open next year. When completed, it will be a 12-acre food, retail, residential, office, hotel, and entertainment complex in the Mass Ave Arts District. WFYI's Taylor Bennett got an update from the company transforming the plant. She's speaking here with Vice President for Hendricks Commercial Properties, Gavin Thomas.
Where is it right now in the phase? I know there are different phases to this project. What has been happening so far?
So the first phase, we're hoping to open, planning to open next year about this time. That will comprise of a hotel, 140-room hotel, boutique hotel called Bottleworks Hotel. The other components of the project include entertainment uses. We have a tenant called Pins Mechanical that operates a handful of bar/entertainment concepts, and they'll have a place here at Bottleworks. Next to that, we have an 8-screen theater called Living Room Theater, and then across the street on 9th Street is our food hall, which will feature local restaurateurs and concepts. Looking about 30 to 40 vendors in there. So kind of open floor plan, you kind of pick and choose where you want to eat. And then there's kind of a communal area where you sit down and you can, dine at lunch or in the evenings as well. We also have an office component too. We were fortunate to be working with a group called High Alpha here based in Indianapolis that is kind of a incubator for tech companies. And they're moving their headquarters to Bottleworks as well. So they'll be one of our first occupants of the project in June. And then as the months roll after that, we'll start seeing openings of these other components. And then we have some street retail that will have more restaurants and boutiques and things like that, kind of filling in on Carrollton and 9th Street.
Being so close to this project, being involved, what do you think it's going to mean for that area, Mass Ave, and just for the city in general, that having a project of this magnitude meaning so much to so many people?
Mass Ave has been evolving and developing for the last 20 years, and you talk with folks that have been part of that process for the last 20 years. This is kind of the culmination of a lot of those efforts. It's been incremental, and it happens over time. This project was always kind of seen as a unique opportunity just with the historical structures that are on the site. One of the most, I think it is the largest terracotta facade in Indiana, beautiful facade. We were making painstaking measures to restore it and bring it back to its original glory. So having that uniqueness factor there and kind of anchoring that end of Mass Ave. And I say anchor, but it almost extends Mass Ave to the east side as well, and some of the redevelopment that's occurring on that side of town. And it's kind of beyond the core of downtown now. And I think Bottleworks will help accelerate that continued development on the east side and be kind of the linchpin between the downtown core and some of the other neighborhoods to the east. So excited about that. I think in broader terms, what Bottleworks can do for Indianapolis is it creates a unique place. We have a few of those in town now, but when people visit different cities or they visit Indianapolis, when you have friends or family or visitors coming here, you're looking for that uniqueness factor. What's Indianapolis about? And I think the history of Bottleworks and how we're redeveloping this really highlights some of the best aspects of Indiana and shows that we do have a lot to offer in central Indiana and Indianapolis. And this district hopefully provides that place where people can go and enjoy their time here, or if they live here, it becomes one of those places that just becomes ingrained in the community and we're known for. Oh, have you been to Bottleworks District in Indianapolis? You got to go there.
Okay. Thanks, Gavin.
Thank you.
That was Vice President for Hendricks Commercial Properties, Gavin Thomas, and WFYI's Taylor Bennett, reporting on progress of the $300 million Bottleworks District project.